Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 67th Berlinale. Today I'm with John Trengo, director of the opening film of the panorama section here at the Berlinale, The Wound.
John, first of all, could you give us a brief introduction of your film? I want to hear it from your words for the listeners.
Okay, so The Wound is set in a rites of passage into manhood. It's a very particular ritual that boys go through when they transition into manhood. And it's a ritual that plays out outside of society. And it's entirely created and sustained by men. And in the course of the film, we follow a closeted love affair between two rural men. And the crisis that unfolds when a young initiate from the city discovers their secret.
So how did you become interested in this topic, and why did you decide to approach it like this? Because I felt that there's your way of viewing it, there's an outsider view, yeah. This kind of look.
Well, I think, you know, I've been very interested in this ritual for a very long time. It's something that most South Africans are aware of. It happens. It's something that's practiced quite widely, even though it is quite a secretive practice. There's a big portion of the population that go through it every year. And I think my own relationship has always been complicated, which is why I was interested. You know, on the one hand, it's something that is often criticized as being outdated and dangerous, and a lot of people that feel that it's, you know, should be terminated or safety regulations should be imposed. But at the same time, I've also seen the transformative effect that it has on a lot of young men who go in and who have incredibly positive experiences and have an experience of being shown their place in the world of men, which I think is quite profound. I think that we live in a world that's underfathered, and a ritual that does this, that shows young boys where they fit into their society, what their functions and responsibilities are as men, is potentially quite meaningful. And then there's a sort of a third aspect to it, which is that it's often... there's a kind of a wide perception that the ritual is supposed to cure you of your homosexuality. Or at least that once you have passed through it, that you leave things like that behind and you're expected to take a wife and raise children. So this is where our project started. So we realized, okay, well, it means that there are a lot of gay men who then find themselves in a very difficult position. Because either you live in the closet, or you have to move away from your community to another place in order to live out a certain kind of life. So that dilemma, I think, was the starting point for our story and for the main character of our story. Yeah.
It's a sort of, as I was telling you before, now in a way I see it as a micro-universe that shows you all the difficulties that even in, let's say, normal life you live, you know, in that everything is more extreme, but in a way that's, you know, there's family and the people that you're surrounded by that makes you think that something is wrong. Sometimes it's religion, sometimes it's family values, all the things that you grew up in.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, you articulated a lot there, but I think, you know, the one thing that I felt doing this was, when you tell a story about a small community outside of society with very few elements at your disposal, in a way you can begin to speak about much bigger things in this microcosm. And I think that's partly what you were saying there. And you know, I think people are very quick to kind of think of this as a gay film or a queer film, but really, I think what it is it's a film about masculinity and about patriarchy and same-sex desire and sexuality and intimacy is one one of the experiences of masculinity that are represented in the film. As is repression, as is violence, as is power struggle, mentorship. But really, this was an opportunity to look critically and from the perspective of an outsider, which I think is very important that you just mentioned, at patriarchy, at the way in which it functions and the way in which it dysfunctions. And in that sense, it's not really a film about men for men, but it's a film about men, I think, from a perspective that anybody can relate to. I would hope. That was my desire when I made the film.
What are the difficulties of training this topic on or getting into this world, let's say that?
There were many difficulties. I mean, like I said, it's quite a secretive world. It's a very specific, very coded universe. There are a lot of meanings behind the practices that are... It takes time to kind of research and to learn and to uncover. But I was very fortunate that I had amazing collaborators. So Thando Mxolozana is a South African novelist who wrote a book about the initiation. So when I came across his book, and I immediately thought, okay, well, this would be a very interesting person to collaborate with, and I was very fortunate that he agreed when I asked him. And so there were people like Thando, various kind of consultants and people that we researched. We interviewed many, many, many men who had passed through the initiation. And we also, the entire cast is all Xhosa, all men who have their own first-hand experience of the initiation. So there was a lot of immediate experience to draw from when we put this film together. So my job was really more to let things happen than to dictate too much in those scenes. I had a story that I wanted to tell, and I found a way through a practice that already exists, that has its own set of rules and processes. Yeah.
One last question: I want to know more about Nakane. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it
Nakane,
right.
Nakane, yeah.
Because I know that at the beginning you called them because of music. Is that correct?
So Nakane is an extraordinary artist. He is a singer-songwriter and also a novelist. And yes, when I first met him, it was with the idea that he might make music for the film. But in that first meeting, I had this very strong feeling that this could be the main character. This character that was in my head, that I was sort of trying to make real, I could suddenly see it in this person. And at that point, I had no idea whether he could act or not, but I subconsciously started writing with Nakane in my mind from that point onwards. And long story short, we cast him, and it was definitely the right thing to do. Yeah.
There's a world in that.
Exactly. It's got to do with vulnerability. I think he understands as an artist that in order to make good work, you have to make yourself vulnerable. And I think that is something that he understood very well when we were making the film. That he wasn't afraid to be vulnerable and to be exposed and to be uncomfortable. He understood instinctively that was where he needed to put himself in order to play the part. And I've got huge respect for that.
Thank you, John, for being here with us with The Wound, the opening film of the Panorama section here at the 67th Berlinale, and this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio,
24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.